So person was measuring his trum, and he the 2,000 amos ended in the middle of the city. So mutar l'taltal b'chol ha'ir kula. Uvilvad shelo yavaris ha'trum b'raglav. You're allowed to metautal in the whole city, because the whole city is talking over here where there's a mechitza around the whole city. So, what's it called? And as long as you don't walk more than 2,000 amas. Since you weren't in that city when Shabbos came, so the whole city is not considered to you like Dalet Amas. You only have up to where the end of your tchum is. But you're allowed to carry past that. How can you carry past that if you can't walk? The Mai Metal, the Lavali Dei Zrika, must be you're allowed to throw. And we're not afraid that you're going to follow the thing. So that's exactly like Shmuel, not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna lo Ali Dei Meshicha. Now, Rav Huna says, and this is a Shaila whether we go with this altogether, Rav Huna says that you can carry Ali Dei Meshicha, not Zrika. Zrika, we're afraid if you throw it beyond your 2,000 amas, you're going to walk beyond the 2,000 amas to get it. But Meshicha means you're allowed to pull it in to the within the 2,000 amas, and then we're not afraid that you're going to go outside, because it's something that you can reach within the 2,000 amas, and you want to bring it in, you're not going to walk to get it. So Meshicha, we're not afraid. So Lechara, Rav Huna would hold from here, though, if you do are you goers this, that even though Al-Yedei Zrika, since Al-Yedei Zrika it's Asr, but Al-Yedei Meshicha is Mutter, it's still considered part of Makom HaAsr, because there's something you're not allowed to do here. And therefore, you can't be metautal within the, what's it called, within the area more than Dalet Amos, because it's part of the Makom HaAsr. Okay, Rashi. Hayamodid Ubar, Hanosin Eruvo, Ubar Lelech Mimokom Eruvo Apayim, Vekalsa Midasa Vechatzi Ir Acheres, She Irvu Eskula, Inami Biyantit, where you're allowed to carry altogether. Shelo Yavar Tchum, Alpayim Mimokom Eruvo. You can't pass the Tchum more than 2,000 Amos, Baraglov, the Kivin Lo Shavas, Besocha, Lo Havyalek Dalet Amos, like we learned yesterday, that since you weren't in that city when Shabbos came in, the din of the whole city being like Dalet Amos wasn't given to you. So b'may metalto b'chol ha'ir. What does it mean you can metalto? You can't walk past your 2,000 amos. How can you metalto in the other half of the city? Hoil v'tani shlo yavar satchum baraglav lav al yedei zrika. Must be that it's al yedei zrika. You can throw into the other part of the city. Amalo gazrin shemi yimsha. You see that this brisa holds like Shmuel, that we're not afraid that if you'll throw things past your tchum, you're going to come to walk past the tchum. Mor says lo b'mishicha lo gazrin. And Rashi says that with not gores. Uman de goris lohachi kamer. Rav Huna omer lecha haydik tani mutter l'talto b'chol ha'ir kula b'meshicha kamer. Not throwing it past your tchum, but bringing it in from past your tchum. Shemoshet michutz l'alpayim l'toch alpayim. You're allowed to drag something in from outside the 2,000 amas into your 2,000 amas. V'hosom lekele nigzah shem yimsha. V'lav chateitzavu. Ad'maisi le'legavoy. It's not his that he brought it out there that you can follow it. It's there, so if it's there and you can reach it, you can drag it in. If it's not reachable, then it's not yours. What are you going after? We're not figuring to go after somebody else's cleat. The chimaisi lay sulo mapikle. Once you bring it in, you're surely not going to bring it out again. Okay, let's go on. Amar Rav Huna hayamodei duba v'kol samidaso b'chatzi chotzer, and the ones who aren't goris meshicha would have to hold everything's aser. Because if it's mutter to drag in from that area, it's not paritz l'makom ha'aser. So that's a machlokus, whether paritz l'makom ha'aser means, even if it's aser only for certain kinds of tashmishim, or it has to be aser for everything. Omer Rav Huna, hayamodei duba v'kolso midasa b'chatzi chatzer. Right, Rav Huna said, if you were measuring, you're walking, and your tchum ended in the middle of a chatzer. Ein lo ela chatzi chatzer. So you can't walk past that. Versus Pshita. Of course, you weren't there. Your Shabbos came in, and therefore it's not considered Dalet Amos for you. And therefore, wherever your tchum ends, it ends. So Eime Yesh Lo Chatzi Chatzer. Now I might think that you don't even have half because we're afraid that maybe you'll walk the rest of it. So you have to. You can't even have the Chatzi the Chatzer. Tomorrow says Hainami Pshita. Right. That's also Pashit. That you have at least the where your tchum ends. Why should I think you don't have that? No, I might think that since you're in the middle of a chatzar and the chatzar has a mechitz around it, you may make a mistake and think that you can throw into the other part. and Rav Huna holds you can't throw into the other part. So we won't even give you any in the chatzer. So you shouldn't come to make a mistake to think that you can throw into the other part of the chatzer. Kamash Malan, that we don't make such a gzera. That's a gzera gzera. Right? The whole reason of throwing is because we're afraid you'll walk out of the tchum. And now we're going to asher even the first part because maybe you'll throw that knot. Omer Rav Nachman, Modali Huna, right? So Rav Nachman said, Rav Huna agrees to me in the following, or agreed to me, Rav Huna, in the following. That if you were measuring your tchum and it ended underneath a beam, right, that's an entrance to a house. The wall of the house broke down. The top beam is still in place, and your tchum ended right there under the beam. Mutter l'taltel b'chol habayis. Then you're allowed to metaltel in the whole house. Right? My time, however, tikros habayis chovetes. Because here there's a hecker that you're not going to go past your 2,000 amos, even though you'll throw into the house. But you're not going to walk past the 2,000 amos because you have a beam above that demarcates where your tchum ends. And he'll remind you not to walk past it. Where in the middle of a chatzar or the middle of a city, you have nothing to remind you that that's where your tchum ends. But here you have a beam above that reminds you this is it. You can't walk past there. So even though you'll throw past there, you won't come to walk past there. Omer Rav Huna, Bered Rav Nosson, Ketanoi. This machlokas between Rav Huna and Shmuel is machlokas tanoi. Where is this machlokas? Holy chuli iracheres. The nasnu bedir o besar on Mishnah. The goyim brought you into another city where they put you into a deer or a sar, a place that has mechitzas around it. Ram gamliel over Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria omri mahalachas kula. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria hold you're allowed to walk the whole city. Okay, since you were taken out and you only have Dalet Amos, here they were mako that the whole city should be considered like your Dalet Amos, even though you weren't there when Shabbos came in. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Omrim Ein Lo El Arba Amos. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva say, no, they weren't mako, and since you weren't there when Shabbos came in, the city is not considered like Dalet Amos for you, and you only have Dalet Amos. Like any case where Goyim pulled you out of your tchum. My love, Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, to Omrim Mahalaches Kula. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you hold you're allowed to walk the whole city, or the whole sar, or the whole deer. Right? Lo Gazri, Hiluch the deer of the sar, Atu Hiluch the Bika. Right? They don't make a gzera that if we let you walk the whole city, or the whole corral, that if you, the same thing happens in a bika, in an unenclosed place, and they pull you out, that you'll walk more than Abamas. Because you'll know there's a difference between where it's enclosed and where it's not enclosed. So we don't make a gzera hiluch atu hiluch. Mid the hiluch atu hiluch lo gazre, and it's mistaber, if they don't make such a gzera, tilt the latu hiluch lo gazre. Same thing, they don't make a gzera that you can't throw past your 2,000 amas because we're afraid that you'll walk past your 2,000 amas. Since they didn't make a gzera that if we let you walk here, you'll walk in a different place, they didn't make a gzera either that if we let you throw, you'll walk. Right? Walking here and walking in a different place is the same level as throwing here and walking here. That's what the Gemara thinks now. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, the Omrim Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, the Gazri Hiluch, Dir Visar, Atu Hiluch Debika. Why did they hold it so, sir? Because they were afraid that if you let him walk in a deer and a sar, when the same thing happens to him in a bika, he'll walk there also past the 2,000 amos, more than 4 amos. And Mistama, since they're gozer, hiluch in this place, atu hiluch in a different place, they would also be gozer throwing in this place, atu walking in the same place. We're not going to let you throw where you can't walk. There's two distinct places. We're not afraid that if we let you walk in an enclosed area, you're going to think you're allowed to walk in an unenclosed area more than 4 amas. It's two separate areas. So there they hold you don't make the gzera. Maybe both Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva would hold like Rav Huna, that in a place where it's all one place and you're not allowed to walk there, but if we let you throw things into that area, you may come to follow your things and walk there. And since it's all one place, there's more place to make a gzera. Mashenkin, where it's two separate places there, they don't make such a gzera. Shem Yimshach HaFetzov. Rabbi Yishur Rekiva, Nami. Same way, the other way around. Mimai de Mishum de Gazri, who, why, how do you know that the reason is because they made a gzera? Really, they hold you could walk the whole city, the whole corral. But we're afraid if we let you do that, you'll do the same thing in the Bika. That's not the reason they held it's also to walk. Dilma Mishum de Kosavri, Kiambin and Kolabayas Kuluk, Arba Amas Domi, Hani Mila, Hechad de Shavas Bavar Mechitzas, Mbod Yom. Aval Hechad de Los Shavas Bavar Mechitzas, Mbod Yom Lo. Maybe they hold Mikra Adin, like Rav Huna says, not Al Zegzeira. They hold that the only time the Chachamim gave you that the whole city, the whole enclosed area is considered like Dalet Amos, is if you were there on when Shabbos came in. Then you were Kona Shvisa, your Shvisa is Dalet Amos, and since the whole city is enclosed, your Shvisa is the whole city. But where you weren't Kona Shvisa, Stam to give you that Kula, right, in a place where you walked out of the Tchum, and you have just Dalet Amos, there, they didn't give you that Kula. You weren't in the city when, right? On the other hand, if you were dragged out of the tchum, there it could be, they did give you that kula. Okay. No, so over here, no. So we're afraid that what's it called? That they didn't give you that kula b'chlal. Even if you were dragged out of the tchum, right, you don't get that kula. You only get that kula if you were, when you're kona shvisa, and your kona, your shvisa is Dalet Amos, in a city, Dalet Amos is the whole city. But it's not an inyan of kinyan shvisa. Just an inyan of, we're giving you Dalet Amos beyond your tchum. We only give you Dalet Amos. We don't give you more than that. Okay, Rashi. Hachi garsinan. Omer afuna, ha yamodei duba, bekosu midosu bechatzi chotzer, ein lo lechatzi chotzer, lahalo. You can't walk more than half the chotzer where your tchum ended. Pshita, the hakalu apai, the hakalu ma'apayim shol. You finished with your 2,000 Amos. Why would I think you should walk more? Also chatzi shol chatzi shebesoch tchuma mutar lahaloch ki urche the hitira hitzdirich that teira hitzdiricha lashmuinen v'lav yisura di'idich palga. The chiddush is the first part that you're allowed to walk the first half of the chatzi. Why? Hanami pshita the palga the besoch midosu islay. This is within your 2,000 Amos. Okay. Hachi garsin amar av huna haya modi rubar v'kalsu midosu v'chatzi chatzir inu ala chatzi chatzir pshita v'shamin ala av huna de gazer shem yimshok ema yesh lo chatzi chatzir also chatzi chatzir shebesok tchum o mutter l'taltel ki urche v'hetera itzrich v'shmuinu v'lav yisura didich talga. Redundancy in Rashi. Hanami pshita the palga the besoch midosu shari lo domi l'shavas v'bika the hasam ikal meisur l'tiltule afila besoch alpayim mishum taima de nifritza dahi vadi nifritza l'makom ha'asuva. Right, in the case of the bika, you're not allowed to do anything past the 2,000 amas. Throw, you can't throw, and you can't do anything else, so you can't walk there. So it's nifritza l'makom ha'asuva. Shari mechitzas halalu lohayu kam miba od yom. These mechitzas weren't here. The goyim put them up on Shabbos in that case. V'hayis asura lechol adam. It was asura to everybody to carry there. Ukshehuk for b'Shabbos v'ho'ilu lezeshe b'socho l'alpayim ho'ilu lo v'lo lechutz alpayim. They helped them only for within the 2,000 amas. Those mechitzas didn't make any change for outside the 2,000 amas. So they're like, they're not there for outside the 2,000 amas. So for that part that's outside his 2,000 amas, it's makom ha'arsalo. Shem chutz mitchumo. V'hay chutz l'alpayim lohayu lo shum heter eitzel shum adam. Right, no one had a heter in this area outside the 2,000 amas, not when Shabbos came in, and not now either. Hilkach havi makom ha'aser va'osher, avachatzer ain lomar bachiluk pirtzel makom ha'aser. Why? The havi va'od yom chadahi. The chatzer was there, the mechitzas were there when Shabbos came in, and theoretically anybody whose tchum went past there could carry in that part of the chatzer. Here, since the mechitzas were there erev Shabbos, and you were allowed to carry there before, that's not called nifritz l'makom ha'aserlo. It's not makom ha'aser. It was a makom ha'mutter. Except the fact is, it's tchum ends over there. But anybody else who's tchum ends somewhere else, and the mechitzas were there from before, is okay. The shaila of this Rashi again is. Is the Rashi or not? This is a different Girsin Rashi. So according to this Girsin Rashi, in this case of Chaser, there's no reason to aser it because Paritzul Makom Ha'aser. Makom Ha'aser means that it was a place that was asered to somebody when Shabbos came in. Here it wasn't usher to anybody when Shabbos came in. That whole chatzer was a place that was mukav mechitzas. Okay. Modali huna, I forgot the gozer shem yimshach. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, or he said stam, Rav Huna admit to me that in this case, what's it called, even though normally you make a gzera that you can't throw into a place where you're past your tchum, because maybe you'll come to follow after it, but in this case there's no reason to be gozer. Why? The house had its outer wall broke down and the beam is left, so the beam forms a mechitza, and that's where your tchum ends. So you can throw into the house. Even that's what Rav Nachman says, even according to Rav Huna. Because here you have a hecker where your tchum ends by the beam. You can't walk into the house because it's past your 2,000 amos. They look like they're imaginary. We say pitikra yori the soul, same so it forms a mechitza. In any case where your 2,000 amos end by a mechitza, there we wouldn't make this gzeira. Rav Nachman says, according to Rav Huna, who argues on me, here he would agree that you don't make that thing. Kitanoi. That ikur machlokas, whether you make a gzera, that you, if you can throw things outside your tchum, you may come to carry outside the tchum, is a machlokas tanol. The lo gazrin hilach deer v'sar, heichad did masnu nochrim bo, where a goy put you into the deer v'sar, they allow you to walk the whole area. Atu hilach debika, the ain bo mechitzas, the hosum ain lo ela dalad amas, kedis nam bereish pirkin. Even though you weren't there in that deer and sar when Shabbos came in, and normally we don't consider it arba amos, your tchum ends where it ends, in the middle of the city, in the middle of the corral. But here, since you were taken out the onus, and you only have dalad amos, they were makel that the dalad amos should be the whole enclosed area. Since Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel aren't gozer that you shouldn't be able to walk the whole area of the deer and sar, because maybe you walk past your Abba Amos in a bika, so and on Yontif, if you're in a bika, they also weren't gozer that you can't throw something outside your tchum after the fact that you walk outside the tchum. Just like they weren't gozer that if you walk here, you'll walk somewhere else, where it's osur, they weren't gozer if you throw here, you'll walk outside the tchum. Two things are equal. Even though in the case where the mechitzas were put up on Shabbos itself, they don't hold like that. Right there, even if you weren't in the mechitzas when Shabbos came in, you still mutter, it's still considered the whole thing if you were dragged out by a goy. But they do hold in that prat that you don't make gzeira. Even though you weren't ba'aver mechitzos, since you were nanas, that's why it's okay. No, maybe they all make exera from one place to the other because it's nicker. This is a place that has mechitzas. This is a place that doesn't have mechitzas. So they won't make a mistake to think if you can walk here more than the Dalet Amos, you can walk there too. I will tilt lat the hilach, but in the same place that we're afraid that if you throw something there, you walk there. That they do make exera. Who said that the two gzeras are similar? So maybe they don't hold like Rav Nachman at all. They hold that in their case you don't make a gzera, but in Rav Nachman's case you would. Aval tilt with Zrika la olam emulak the sharile b'chol adir v'sar b'zrika v'lo gazirin shem yosus v'yimshach. And maybe Rav maybe Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva make the gzeira, what's it called, in the case where what's it called, where you weren't shoveis ba'aver mechitzos, right, where you were dragged out, and there you only have da'at amis. But in the case where what's it called, where you finished your alpayim amah, maybe there they're not gozer to throw beyond that. That much they're not gozer. Hold the Shabbos, have you like, oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rav, Hilchasuk Rav Gamliel, the deer, the sar, usnina. The halach is like Rav Gamliel, in all three cases, deer, sar, and snina. If they took you out, then they put you in a deer, or a sar, or a snina. Now, the chora, there's another case in the Mishnah, too, ear. They put you in an enclosed city. So some Rishonim learn that the case of deer and sar is the same as the case of the ear. It's not two different things. What happened is they put you in a deer and sar that opens into the city, and that's enclosed and the city's enclosed. So you're allowed to walk the whole deer and sar and the whole city. Even though the deer and sar are outside the city, but it's all enclosed into the city, that whole thing becomes like Da'at Amos. And it's mashing from here like that, because otherwise you should have said ear too. But in all three cases, deer, sar, and spina, if a goy took you out of your tum and put you into one of these enclosed places, the whole thing is considered da'at amos. Even though you weren't there when Shabbos came in, it's a special kula because you were dragged out of your tum. Shmuel amar hilchusok Rav Gamliel b'spina, ava b'dir v'sar lo. And Shmuel says, halacha is like Rav Gamliel dafka b'spina. But in the deer and a sar, the halacha is not like that. And since you weren't shoveis erev Shabbos, when Shabbos came in the deer and the sar, you don't have, it's not considered like Da'at Amos. It's what's it called? It's, you only have Da'at Amos. Okay. Dekulei amonihas halacha krem gamliel, the sphina. Everybody though holds that in sphina, the halacha krem gamliel. Why? My time. What's the reason? Why is sphina so special? Everybody agrees that the kula, that the enclosed place is considered like Da'at Amos, applies to the Sfina. Omar Rabba, hoil the Shavas ba'aver mechitzos m'bod yom, because by the Sfina, you were on the Sfina when Shabbos came in. And therefore, what's it called, even though, therefore, it's you get the whole Sfina, that's why. Sfina is different. But by the deer and the sar, you weren't there m'bod yom. Rav Zeira Omar hoil Sfina no talto mitchilas arbo manachto b'sof arbo. Right? Different reason. Because the Sfina, there's three ways Rashi learns this thing. The first way is, and we'll see it in Rashi inside, but let's see it outside. First way is that the Sfina never gives you a chance to be Kona Da'at Amos, that you should end there. Because the Sfina is constantly moving out of Arba Amos. So it never stays in one place long enough for you to get a kinyan of Arba Amos. So the whole concept of Arba Amos doesn't apply by the Sfina, because it's constantly moving. That's one shot. Second shot is, it's talking where you're walking the opposite way that the boat's going. So every time the Sfina goes out of Arba Amos, you go back into the Arba Amos. You never leave your Arba Amos because you're always walking back into it. But that is only nice if you're going in that direction. And it's only till you get to the end of the boat. Right? After that, you have to turn around. So that's a shver of pshat, because it really depends on a lot of conditions. And the other way is you're walking in the direction the boat's going. And the boat is constantly, what's it called, taking you out of your Arba Amos like a goy. Right? You're in your Arba Amos, and the goy, the Sfina takes you out of your Arba Amos. So you're constantly in a case of onus outside the Arba Amos. Mela, Sfina is always like a goy taking you out of onus. Might be nice. What's the difference whether you say the reason is because you were shoveis ba'aver mechitzos when Shabbos came in, and therefore the whole thing is considered Da'at Amos? Or the reason is because by a boat, the whole concept of Da'at Amos doesn't apply. It could be Naya Shenifchasu Dofnei Sfina, where the mechitzas were bakel. The Sfina is like a raft now. Right? The mechitzas got decreased, diminished before Shabbos. You weren't shoveis in the mechitzas when Shabbos came in. So if the concept of Da'at Amos doesn't apply to a Sfina, it doesn't apply to this kind of Sfina either. But if the idea is you were shoveis besocha mechitzos, the mechitzas aren't here anymore. That it depends on the mechitzas. inami the kofesh mitzvina l'svina, or you jump from one svina to another svina. Machlokas here whether that's the ratzon or dafka you were like pulled out of it, out of the svina. If the reason is because svina bechlal doesn't have a din of dalad amas, so then it applies to another bowl too. But if it only because you were in the mechitzas of that svina when Shabbos came in, you weren't in the mechitzas of the new svina, and therefore you only have arba amas. It shouldn't be. It's like you went into another thing on Shabbos that you weren't there when Shabbos came in. That should be the same machlokas. Hey Rashi. Hoel v'shavas havi l'svina karba amos not loso mitchilas arba manichto l'sof arba kolomar mishiyotza ze chutz l'tchum lo niknu lo arba amos v'svina kol shor him haleches v'chol kvitzu kvitzu yosem arba amos. When the time this guy got out of the boat, he wasn't in one place long enough to be called the arba amos that we say that's it, you don't have anything more than that. He's constantly moving. Nimtza she'en lo toras arba amas kral. There's no such thing as that. Okay, you walked out, you're in your arba amas, that's the place now, that becomes your tchum. It can't become your tchum because you never were in an arba amas for long enough to be considered that you were kone those amas. Shelo omad psia achas besoch arba amas. Hilkach lo kone lo arba amas. Therefore, the whole concept of arba amas doesn't apply to a svina. Lishnach rina, kigon shat svina holechas lemizrach, vuhuma halach besoch lemayr. You're walking the opposite way the boat's going. The boat's going east, you're walking west, inside the boat. Shasvina machzirosa kol shol etoch arba amosa. Namela, the svina is constantly bringing you back into your arba amos. The kashili, tena chalicha, avon choza l'rosho acher, heichi mishtri. That's good when you get to the end of the boat. What happens when you turn around? Masnisin lo chilik. The mission doesn't make a difference which direction you're walking, Rabbi Gamliel. Bein shu mahalach utzad zeh, bein shu mahalach utzad shasvina maleches. The zeh loshen dodi Reb Shimon mipi arav, loshen acher, another pshat, third pshat, kolomar, kisha oker is raglo, kodim she yanichenu hasvina motzioso midal ramas shalom. Let's say you work on the dal ramas, even though the svina is moving, but you're in a place where you have a stationary dal ramas in the svina itself. But as soon as, what's it called, as soon as you put your foot down, the svina pulls you out of those arba amas, like a goy pulling you constantly out of your arba amas. With sarchat svina maleches, the zel loshen. One second, kishogres raglo. Kodem shanichenu asvina motziyim midalad amishalom. Vinichnas l'toch arba amas acheros. Al korcho against his will, he can't stop it. He's constantly being pulled out of the arba amas that he was called. The havi lekamishot tziu nachrim chutz me arba mosav. Vinasnu l'toch arba amas acheros. Shenosin lo arba amas. The chen laolam zeker. You always get another arba amas. So here it's a constant arba amas. What? Yeah, you don't have to be walking. But if you're constantly in new Dalad Amas and you have that Dalad Amas, then you're pulled out again. So it's a constant Dalad Amas, new Dalad Amas that you're being given. My binay or bein rabal of zera, shenitchesu dofne asvina, ubitlu hamechitzes, where the mechitzes weren't there when Shabbos came in. The rabba lesser, the rab zera is. Right? The reason of Zera that you never have a din of Arba Amos by a Svina still applies. The din that Shavas betoch mechitzas Erev Shabbos doesn't apply. There was no mechitzas. Inami bekofitz misvina l'svina uba'aver mechitzoseha shel zu lo Shavas. The Maisa, you weren't in this Svina when Shabbos came in. So that reason doesn't apply. But if the Svina b'chlal doesn't have a din of Abdalad Amos, then that does apply. L'rabba ein yochol l'halach b'zu l'rab Zera shorim.